This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans. So your money starts and stays in the community. You can learn more at Fremont Bank.
.com.
Llama ding dong. All right, let's just jump into the trash here. Pot, everyone's doing it. Now that it's legal, we're finding all kinds of different ways to get our hands on it, enjoy it, in whatever different way. Jim Belushi.
For the record, how do you take it?
I don't.
Like your pot as a gummy bear?
No, oh my God.
They're not gummy bears. They're gummies, right?
Gummies, right.
They do come in gummy bears.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh. And right. Worms and like Sour Patch Kids and stuff like that.
They do?
It's insane.
So they have,
it's like a candy store.
They have joint deals with them, or they just...
No, I think it's like a, yeah.
They're going to get in trouble eventually.
Well, they can't call them gummy bears.
Can't, but they're bears and they're no gummies. Idea. Why? I mean, you're not stealing a...
Jim Belushi.
Yeah, so Jim Belushi's, getting in on this. As a lot of stars are. A lot of people are.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's
this.
A completely new market.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see, it's going to take a shakeout.
Mm-hmm.
The market's going to flood, and then right. We're going to see, who
But I guess
stays.
Everybody wants their Tres Amigos. Was it Tres Amigos tequila?
Yep.
Or vodka?
Tequila. It's tequila.
But everybody wants to sell their $1 billion. So Jim Belushi's like, hey, maybe I'll have a $1 billion
yeah,
business.
Yeah, I mean, you did a story recently about all the stars with liquor.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
some
yeah.
kind, alcohol, whatever.
A lot
the
of
problem
them
with pot, though, is... First of all, it was unacceptable for so long that many people grew up thinking, oh, well, that's not
yeah, that's
okay.
Bad.
I can't try that.
Right.
Everyone I knew did pot.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
So my brother didn't. My brother wouldn't touch it.
We well, all grew
no,
up
I was
with
trying
it.
To hold him down and come on, man, lighten up.
Really?
No, I didn't Funny. Do that, but I did. I was like, God, you're so straight and narrow. What's up with that? I'm like, go crazy, buddy. Like me.
So they're going to have to wait for the crossover
right.
and the acceptance level to rise, I think.
Yeah. I feel like it had gotten to a point where people were over the whole, what was it, like the crazy from the heat? What was the, it was like a movie, like a propaganda.
Oh, Reefer Madness?
Yeah, Reefer Madness. Like crazy
that's
from
a, that's
the heat.
The 50s. That's, a, that's yeah. a long time ago.
Right.
But so.
That was, that was what my mom's did. My mom was thought that. Pot was the devil right up until like the 70s when
I
she tried it.
I think what you see right now is, more importantly, is the acceptance of this CBD, which you see mm-hmm. in grocery stores everywhere. Mm. It's at the check stand, at the market.
Isn't it crazy?
Where, like right near my house.
Mm.
And
it's so available.
There's three different kinds. And, this one's supposed to help sleep. This one's supposed to help muscle, whatever. And that's a trip.
Right. The other
it's
one's like, for your dog.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
there's
one
stuff
them.
For your dog. Yeah. Well, the thing is, the medical benefits of it are, they're real. And as they do more and more research into it. And then there's the whole getting high part of it, which some people just want that. So it can help people.
What I read
and it can get you effed up too.
About it.
It's got everything.
Was that the CBD by itself can be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I read. But the actual best use is the one that's got just a little bit of THC in it, too. It doesn't get you ripped,
mm-hmm.
but in order for it to have the benefits that you want, it needs to have a little... So
almost like the THC activates the CBDs.
Exactly. That's what I read. So I don't know how people... I think people dip their toes in, and then they go... Either they go, this isn't working, I need something stronger, or they go, this crap doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Right.
Maybe Jim Belushi's about to hit the jackpot.
If he doesn't, he's also getting a TV show out of it, apparently.
Oh, he is. What's he doing?
Looks like it. So he is a cannabis grower in Oregon. Jim Belushi, John Belushi's brother. He's a dude who kind of looks like his brother, and is, I don't know, he's like famous and Jason.
He
had a hit TV show.
He's absolutely successful.
What was
the
show called?
What was it called?
Jim.
Was it Ask Jim? Ask.
According to Jim.
According to Jim.
Close.
I was close. You know, I don't see that in syndication everywhere.
No.
According
me
to
either.
Jim, that was 2001 to 2009. Looks like he hasn't done anything TV wise.
Well, he's busy growing weed, usually.
In a bit, and movie wise, in a couple years.
Yeah. So he threw his third harvest party this weekend up in Oregon at his farm. It's in the southern part of the state. About 400 people showed up, which is, you know, a pretty good turnout for Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Is it friends and family or just, hey, come on.
So I guess at these harvest parties, you actually have to help with the harvest. Is that?
I cut the leaves.
I've heard that before. Like my friend Joe, who was growing weed for years, he would like basically throw a party. He'd give everybody pizza and beer and. I don't know. You left with a bag.
Trimming parties.
Yeah, a trimming party. Yeah,
that's
because he needed help. Yeah,
it is
hard work, and he didn't. He has a small yard in San Rafael that was full of weed, and it took. He's fine. He had cancer and a whole license for it and everything. It was a little bit more than the 10 plants he was supposed to have, but listen, it's legal now. Don't worry about it. He's fine. So 400 people show up to help him harvest or whatever.
People steal that stuff. You gotta be.
All right. Yeah. He lives in Nevada.
My friend Jason had one plant. This was this thing that he'd like, oh my God, it's a female. It's gonna flower. It's gonna that thing. We had to hide it on the roof when we weren't home. Like people wanted to steal that thing, and it did get stolen.
Well, right. Even friends of yours were like, oh, I know they've got one. Let's go see if we take some stems.
That's
anything.
Exactly it. We lived right on the beach. There were a ton of people rolling through that house. They knew it was there. Right. And in order for us to keep it from getting the roof, the shed.
Sure. Poor thing got moved around so much and didn't know where it lived.
Well, and then it got stolen.
One of the people who showed up at Jim Belushi's cannabis harvest party was Dan Aykroyd. He was there to help Jim announce that he was releasing Blues Brothers strain of pot. They also performed.
Fun. That's great.
Yeah, it's very Blues Brothery. And the event raised about $54,000 for a disabled blues musician. The event was filmed, and it looks like it's going to be a part of an upcoming series about Jim's cannabis farm. No word on a title, launch date, or network. But they're filming it, just in casers. So,
something like the Fuse Network.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Something. So Jim Belushi, that's what he's up to. Meanwhile, Cyrus has backed a cannabis cafe. They say it brings Amsterdam to Hollywood. Called the Lowell Cafe.
LOL?
No, LOWELL. Lowell.
Oh, Lowell. Okay.
Lowell, actually, the full title I think is Lowell Farms, a Cannabis Cafe. It is a restaurant in West Hollywood. And they are saying for the first time, customers will legally be able to order pot as if it were a bottle of wine. And that is what they're going for here, that you know, it can be smoked in pre-rolled joints or you can get it in vape style. It looks like.
So is it like one of those hookah cafe type thingies?
I'm not sure exactly how it'll all work, but you go. I mean, I guess that you can just, as if you were going to, they say it's legal, but it's sort of relegated to the shadows. Like, you don't bring a bag of weed to a party. Like, you bring a bottle of wine or something. I guess they're trying to change that. So, and over time, probably they will. This is the first time that you'll legally be able to order pot as if it was a bottle of wine. So, it looks like, because sales are largely confined to dispensaries and online orders, and they're testing the public's appetite for an open public consumption
of
the product.
That's the interesting thing is, will they make enough money to stay in business until it crosses into... I know right now my friend I talked to, we were texting yesterday, he lives in OB in San Diego where I used to live and work. Mm-hmm. And he was saying they're bussing people in. Like they get on a bus and they go on a doobie weed adventure.
Like a tour.
And they stop at one of the dispensaries and they get whatever
it is
they
illegal
want.
In
and
a
they,
lot of places.
They go. He said it's people do it.
And they're saying here, the cafe's owner says people want to smoke a joint with their friends in a cafe like they can over a beer, not in the alley or in their car. Lowell Farms, apparently, is the sort of parent. This is where they're getting all their weed from, at this Lowell Cafe. They sell pre-rolled smokes to more than 300 dispensaries. So they are in big business. I guess this guy started it right after California's Adult Use of Marijuana Act first passed, and has a staff of over 200, and Miley Cyrus is an investor. They actually say Mark Ronson, Chris Rock. They call this the Apple Store of cannabis. Okay. So anyway, that's coming. I mean, who knows how it'll do in West Hollywood? Or
they say there's a special filtration system that sucks up all the air.
Oh, in the restaurant?
In the and you can't drink beer there, but you can drink it outside.
Oh, you have to go outside to drink a beer? Because,
yeah, on their patio, once they secure the licensing for it.
Oh, my God. So right now you can only... So they can't sell liquor, but you can bring it? They're only able to sell weed?
I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, but they have a bud and food pairing, too. You can ask the servers.
But do you have to smoke first and then get served?
What kind of food goes best with this type of bud?
Even I've heard of their menus with cannabis-infused
food. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing that. Looks like this company headquarters out of Santa Barbara.
Oh, Lowell Farms does?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Well, anyway, I don't know where it's all headed, but...
Interesting.
I'm not opposed to the direction. Business, huh? It is. You know, the funny thing is, like, I can sit with the wine pairings and stuff. You take a couple, you usually get a very small amount of each wine with each course.
Sure.
And maybe you've got a buzz at the end. The problem with weed is you can take one hit of that and pair it with the first item, and then that's it. You're stoned. It doesn't, like, whatever. Yeah, sure, pair it all up all you want.
Me. One hit, and I'm stoned.
No doubt.
It's like, oh, my God,
the food
worst.
Is so delicious.
Yeah. Keep bringing the food. Forget, can we just have some Cheetos?
So good luck with the whole upscale wine pairing. With
they
all
got
your stone
some work
guests.
To do to change the perception, for sure. Yeah.
It would be nice if they could. You know, I would love it if they would come up with weed that was like literally a 15-minute long enough to last the course, and then boom, you're sober again. You're like, okay, well, I'm now ready for the next course.
That's what I think. That's what I was just talking about. I think that that balance between CBD and THC is what they got to find.
Right.
And they've got to find a way to invite people in at the low level.
Uh-huh.
So they go, oh, this isn't bad. You know,
oh, this is lovely.
Martha and Edith go, this is nice.
The sense of well-being is amazing.
I feel uplifted, but I don't feel, I'm in control.
Everything just seems a little surreal.
Martha and Edith.
Well, that's
well, they're the ones, you know. They're the holdouts, use.
And most people, and look at our good friend over here who kamikazed on Friday and was ruined the whole weekend. Man. Plenty of people are like, I don't care, give it all to me. Oh. I'm going down.
I don't understand this, but...
That's you pouring it all into your face.
Are you sure?
Double-fisted. Oh.
Yeah,
girl,
okay. It's just coming in from all angles. I
got to order two at a time. I only got 2 hours. Come on.
I'm forgetting this one.
Oh, boy.
Are you talking about dogs?
I don't know, but it just seemed when you're doing that, I'm like, what is happening over there? What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Wow. I don't know.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch the show live. Good morning. Hello. Check out our bright and shiny faces. Oh, we're so youthful. It's perpetual youth. See for yourself. RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right to the looking glass where Vaughn is just snappily running those cameras.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft's semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com. All right, here's what's happening. As you get out today, depending on where you're at, I had rain.
Yeah, I didn't have any rain.
Ground was wet and slippery. And...
I heard on the news it was only in your area.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, there it goes.
Of course it is. But it's not only in our area, actually, because a winter storm just hit California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Nevada, and Utah. They say the storm's historic, with temperatures in some areas dropping as much as 30 degrees below normal.
Oh, boy.
And up to 4 feet of snow has fallen.
Oh, my God. Dang. What?
Mm-hmm. They say it, and it's still snowing.
It's barely fall.
Right. Right. It's record snowfall. Record.
Oh, boy.
Great Falls, Montana, which averages 1.2 inches of snow in September, was at 16 on Sunday.
Oh, boy. But they do average, so it gets cold there, significantly colder there than here.
They're saying this was also in Northern California, not, and we're really not Northern
right.
California.
It's more like Central.
Although we like to call it that.
Well, there's only two places in California, as you know. There's LA and there's San Francisco. So we're right. north of them.
Just
so obviously we're Northern. Right, exactly.
Redding who? Redding.
What? Oh, God. That's a whole other state.
Right.
Oh.
Humboldt?
No, that's where the weed is.
Right. Well, anyway, so big storms. Snow already falling, everybody.
So does this mean we're going to have an epic winter, or is this...
You know what? That's what's funny.
What are you hearing from your guru?
I haven't heard from my guru, but it's what's interesting about California is was as the rain was falling, mm-hmm. it played into my decision to go switch cars.
Yes.
Because I'm like, man, I don't really want to be on the...
No.
But you can't decide because we could get early rainfall. I know we've had seasons where we all think, oh, that we're going to get
we're
it.
On track for,
and then it ends in December and where summer starts in January and it just stays hot through. Uh-huh. And one of those years was the year I moved to San Jose, and it felt like it was a heat wave from like March.
Right.
I was so over it. Me and the dog were like, this is ridiculous. What have we done? How are we supposed to walk in 95 degrees? Anyway, Bochy retired, everybody. Bruce Bochy
yeah.
won 3 World Series with the San Francisco Giants.
Bruce!
There was a big celebration and lots of goodbyes along the way for him. And
yeah.
I don't believe he's done, but I do know that in order to send him away from the Giants, they needed to do this because yeah. 3 World Series is unheard of.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Yay!
And isn't that a quote from Lou Gehrig?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which one? The luckiest
what
man.
What he just
the...
said is yeah. Lou Gehrig quote.
I didn't know that.
He said what part of it? Luckiest man.
Man.
Oh, that's so amazing.
And we know Lou Gehrig went on to find his own disease.
Yeah,
right.
Lucky him. Bruce was saying, people were asking him, which was your favorite World Series?
Oh.
He said, the first one.
Of course.
The first one.
Right.
Just
well, yeah.
so great. A lot of people came out. They gave him a key to the city.
Wow.
Just really sweet. They're saying, Vinny, I think I read a story last week. I think I gave it to you. I can't remember, but... perhaps an Oakland A's person might be coming over to coach
oh,
the
Giants.
Oh, a
former coach of the A's.
Yeah,
yeah
I think so.
I read that as well.
Yeah, so I don't know. Or they're also saying maybe Bruce is going to take a year off and then probably go somewhere else.
I think that's what's going
to
happen.
He also has some health issues, so perhaps he needs to take
yeah,
care of that.
Yeah, he could actually be retiring. Who
yeah.
knows?
We'll see.
We will.
Speaking of the A's, though,
mm-hmm.
they have made the postseason for baseball. There's a wild card game.
Yay.
Kind of, there were a few games back just last week.
Right. There's a wild card game this Wednesday at home. A's play Rays, 5:00.
And this is it.
In Oakland. It's one game.
In or out.
Oh, wow.
One game, winner goes in, and loser's done, season's over.
So are the Giants done?
Giants are done.
Okay.
They had a good run there for a minute, and it looked like there was a chance, but then no. And there's a lot of strong teams, so no. Raiders won, too. Speaking of...
Oh, they did.
Shocking news.
Who'd they beat?
Who did they beat? I think it was the Colts. Uh-huh. It was the Colts, because I watched part of the game.
I forgot the score. 31-24? I can't remember. I saw it on the news this morning. I can't remember now.
31-24.
Okay. Oh, look at me remembering.
Remember.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's great.
Numbers, I don't remember.
Let me remind you of the good old days, Sarah, when you would...
The good old days.
Along with friends, when you were like, I don't know, this is probably between fourth grade and eighth grade, maybe a little longer. I was over it before then, or pretty early, pretty quick. But you are with friends, you're playing, you're talking, and you decide, let's toilet paper the Spanglers.
Oh.
And you go and you find all the toilet paper you can in the house without any thought that someone might need that crap. And you go and you wait till dark and you...
Fling those rolls like there's no tomorrow.
You fill their front yard with TPs. You're laughing and making noise, and then you run for it.
Right.
Oh, God.
Did you ever TP people?
No, I never TP'd anybody. No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you ever TP people?
Absolutely not.
What?
No.
That's a boy thing.
I didn't. But I spitballed people, though, with like a straw and like... Like,
well, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, that is a cow.
That was like my friends, but not the no.
No, spitballing is like what you did in school.
Yeah,
you did that
absolutely. Yeah,
right.
I'm the only guy here who ever TP'd
anybody.
Well,
I mean, I grew up in the city. I mean, A, we needed our toilet paper.
Yeah,
but B, the houses are too high because we're talking.
No, yeah, you just do the front yard. Yeah, it's not even.
No, there was no trees.
Yeah, and the city would have to come in like, what? Somebody TP'd? Call the city. Pretty sure that's their jurisdiction.
In 2019, if you want to pull that prank, police are now putting it out there that it'd be a good idea to let the property owner know in advance.
Why?
Why is that?
Well, so that, you know, there's no issues with maybe they don't want you to do that.
Huh.
They also say it'd be a good idea if you'd go there and clean up that mess after you're done.
What's the point then?
Yeah, so I don't know where this is, like, out of the blue. It's all great. What a nice thing to say.
So in 2019, if you want a TP, ask for permission and clean up your mess when you're done.
So ILS friends come to you and say, Mr. Hassan, we would like to toilet paper your place.
We'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what? I might say yes to that because I want them to have some freaking experiences. Yeah. But geez, asking? Come on.
No, that's not.
Anyway.
It seems like it would be a nightmare to clean up, too.
Oh, it is.
When our houses, we get TP'd in the town I grew up in. Once in a while, you know, you drive by.
So yours did?
Well, my house didn't, but
others did.
For sure, now and then you'd see somebody's house get TP'd. Mm-hmm. And it was just all in the trees. And it would be there forever because you couldn't get up to the top. I mean, you know.
Especially if you take their hose and squirt some water on that crap.
Oh, it just clings.
Mm-hmm. It just turns into mush.
Right. It's a mess.
Right. Yeah. So ask permission and come
and
over to clean
up
the next day.
If you want a TP.
Just, that's how you have good, clean fun.
In 2019.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure the children will abide by that.
I'm sure they're going to go, why bother? No thanks.
Yeah. Well, these days, it's hard to pull pranks and not get caught because there are effing cameras everywhere.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. You can't
can't
ding dong ditch anymore, that's for sure. Now you're caught on video.
My whole the camera's house gonna is under camera.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole house. Yeah. Didn't even think of that.
But I didn't either. You're
the whole
right.
house is. Yeah. And if you go out near the front yard, the lights go on too. So now you're
screwed.
You're under spotlight.
Yeah. Technology.
Mm. Oh, man. People are starting to put out Halloween.
Yeah. I saw the orange lights come out at my neighbor's house.
The neighbors across the street, this is a new one. I've never heard this, but the thing is activated by motion, and it says, hey, hey.
Really?
Yeah. So I walked out to go get the mail, and the thing goes, hey,
oh.
I see you.
Oh, that's so scary.
Oh, no.
Hey, I see you. And
that's
I'm like,
scary.
Oh.
And it's a thing in this dude's front yard or the neighbor across the street.
Oh,
you like that?
No, I don't like that. It's fine on Halloween night, but
it's going to go for a month.
Listen, I would
put it up.
I'd be so freaked out.
Put up over the weekend.
I would be not happy, especially in the morning. Even if I think I'd freak out if I saw a figure walking around just in the neighborhood. Mm. Even sometimes I'll see like a car pull into my cul-de-sac, right? Like the guy who delivers papers, because apparently that still happens. I see his car pretty often, and I'm always like he turns in and he's kind of going fast, you know, because he's got a whole route to do. this morning, he pulls into the club. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, what's happening? Just all freaked out. If someone yelled, hey, I see you, I'd be like, ah, what do I do?
Come on, man.
Help me. Someone help me.
Oh. I think you're more sturdy than that.
I'm really not. I get scared.
When I get scared, I actually lose my voice.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's happened a few times that I've been scared out of my mind and I can't even yell.
What were you scared out of your mind
about? Yeah, what happened?
With people approaching me.
Oh.
One time I was working at a station in Sacramento. It was an overnight shift, but I got off at midnight in Sacramento. I had to drive to Vallejo to where I was staying at my girlfriend's house, climb up 40 stairs, and not the best part of Vallejo. But I parked my car, and there was a guy that approached me right behind me, and
I see you!
He said something like, and it must have been like 1:30 in the morning or something, and you know, it's dark. And I was already scared enough.
And then he asked me, bad vision in the dark.
Yeah,
too.
He asked me what time it was. And I think I told you guys this before. Yeah, I turned around and first I couldn't even yell anything. I couldn't say anything.
That is so unhelpful.
And then I went, the only thing I know how to do is go crazy on someone. So I went, I don't know what time it is. No, get away from me. Like, just went nuts on this guy.
That's a good thing to do. Yeah.
Because I figured.
Well, your voice came back at least.
Yeah. I mean, after, you know, I struggled to get it out. But there's been a couple times where I acted crazy on people because that's how I knew hopefully they were going to get away from me.
Yeah. Because I'll pick someone else. She just seems like a nightmare, this girl.
She's a nutbag.
Yeah.
Told you that one person I kicked because he was coming at me.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's 1:30 in the morning. Most people get that you don't approach someone at 1:30 in the morning.
To ask what time it is?
Right. Time is it?
Are you kidding me?
It's time for you to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. Boy.
You don't want to mess with this.
Oh. Whoa. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact. Blah, 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 blah.
Disney originally had Aladdin set in Baghdad. But when the Gulf War broke out, they mixed the letters around, swapped a few out, and changed it to Agrabah.
Oh, yeah, Agrabah.
Instead of Baghdad.
That was probably a pretty good move.
Huh. 22% of people say the first time they figured out how to send text messages was when they were voting for American Idol.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Did you ever vote on American Idol?
No. I watched that show. I never voted.
I was like, nah, you're already getting my time. You're not going to get my money, too. Because that stuff costs, right?
Well, if you had to pay per text through your carrier, they would say, you know, oh, maybe it was. Maybe it was like 50 cents for a vote or something. I don't know. I never voted. I remember Sue Murphy came in here. Remember Sue Murphy?
Oh,
she used
to
be on the show all the time. And she came in and she was talking about American Idol and how... She like a friend of hers, she had never watched it, and she sat down with a friend, and she wanted to watch American Idol, so she sat and watched it. And then at the end, she's like, okay, well, she gets her phone out and starts to... And her friend's like, what are you doing? She goes, well, I'm voting. I just watched... That's the whole point of the show, is that you watch the show and then you vote. Mm-hmm. And her friend was like, confused by it. And Sue Murphy was like, isn't that what you do? Like, what's the whole point of it? And I was like, yeah, I don't vote. And she was mystified.
Huh.
Just, you know, her first time, she's like, well, the show told me to vote, and I'm watching it, so I'm...
Wow.
But it never even occurred to me to vote until Sue pointed it out.
Yeah. Right.
And did you do it after that?
I did not.
No.
No, I continued to not do it.
How would you like to play a game?
Okay. I like games.
Dun, 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 dun,
it's time to play
dun,
a game! Dun, dun, dun.
You got that same dollar? The same dollar
I got a few dollars around here, so I cleared out one car as I was going into the other and found some dollars. So
all
I got
right.
some dollars for you, if you can get close to this.
All right.
Within three, how many chips does the average potato make? Within three.
Oh. Within three? Give me some multiple choices.
I can't.
Well, I mean, they're wafer thin.
Depends on the...
I know.
Too,
and
right?
how big is the potato? The average potato? I'll say 100.
Like regular chips or kettle chips?
Oh, yeah. I
how
don't know.
Big's is the there... potato?
Right. Yeah. You're talking about, like, you know, those big baker potatoes or little new
Within
potatoes?
Within three, how many?
I'll say 100. I have no idea. I can't possibly.
I'm going to say between 12 and 30.
I'm saying between
3 and like 140.
Okay, I'm going to say 12.
That's what I'm saying too.
Between 3 and 140.
All right, never mind. This
chips.
Game was...
Come on.
It was improvised. It was
12.
A bad
She's
idea.
Saying 12.
How many? How many?
36 chips.
Oh.
In the average, while you were close, remember that
I think Bryn wins.
I was right in my range right there.
Oh between 3 and 140.
All right. Pretty good. Text number's 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Vice has a show called Bong Appetit.
Oh, Bong Appetit.
Oh, I've seen it before,
for
yes.
gourmet food cooked with weed.
Mm-hmm. And do they all get baked on the
I
show?
Imagine. What else? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, they have another show where they go around the world smoking different weed in different countries and trying different strains and all this kind of stuff.
Well, there are people who are just, you know, aficionados.
Yeah.
Or connoisseurs, I guess. Mm-hmm.
415 says, you know, those tire sensors are often just wrong. Was the tire actually low? So part of the reason this took so long is I agree with you. Sometimes they are wrong. They've gone off when I've bumped a tire parking.
Yeah.
And then they're
perfectly fine. Right.
They keep going off like something's wrong. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, you have to go get them reset sometimes.
So I had to actually get out of the car, find my phone, turn the flashlight on my phone, look at it and go, no, that's low.
Yeah. Mm.
It is low.
And 11 pounds is
now
low.
What do I do? And that's so I agree with you, and yet
but you checked it.
I laid eyes on it first on the side of the road.
You get any kind of warning light, you're just better off going to switching cars if you can, if that's an option for you.
Grab the minivan.
Yeah, get the minivan, come on in.
Try and park it down there.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Oh, it was fun.
Sure, yeah,
super.
It'll take you like 5 minutes.
Well, took longer than I wanted it to.
Let's shoehorn that thing.
For some
in
reason,
there.
The guy who is that that parks the little?
That's that girl, right? Oh, the
no,
little one,
the little Fit.
Yeah, that's Dibs.
Dibs. Mm-hmm. He parks for some reason. He's got this little teeny Fit. I had one of those. I know the deal. But he parks it at the very outside end of the lot of the spot.
Yeah, line. You're supposed to. It's funny because those cars make it really difficult to angle in. I always park as far, like almost bumper to bumper with Bryn's car.
That's what I would hope he would do. But right. He parks it at the so.
Let's call him and tell him.
No,
just,
yeah, I'm gonna
no,
text
we should
him
tell
right
him
now
because that's absolutely.
So what's his? Tell me exactly what he's doing.
He's parking. He doesn't park
front
far
of
enough
the
in.
Spot. He yeah. parks at the very front, so it. If he was farther back, I could cut more
yes,
cleanly
cut
in,
a little bit in
instead of going.
So then he needs to park farther in.
He needs to pull as far back as he possibly can,
that's
almost
the
touching
answer.
The bumper.
That's the yeah. sentence. Pull back as far as
pull
you
back
can.
As far as you can. But the because not only for you but for him, like my car gets all dinged up when I leave it like that. Because not only do people need to get into that particular spot, but people use all the spots as angles into other spots. So yes, he needs to pull back. Dibs, come on, man.
Well,
Dibs.
I wasn't going
to. Listen,
anyway.
He loves you. He'll be happy to do it.
He's freaking amazing. I love that dude.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash,
oh,
Sarah?
Well,
oh,
I found
should we
out...
say Dibs on the game?
Yes, Dibs
mornings,
on the game. Jolo and Dibs.
The game.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to be like, you mentioned this 10 times and never said our station.
Yes. Our sister station, 95.7, the game. Is that what it is?
What, are you new to radio? Right. You don't know how to plug somebody? The game. Dibs on the game.
Dibs parked like an idiot.
God. I'm going to need you to isolate that.
I have a lot of stories coming up, but one of them is I just realized who someone in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is.
Oh.
And it's stunning. And there's just so much more to this story. More after the...
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.